Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
Welcome to the John 3:16 show. I'm here today talking with the Love family, and they have some things that they want to share with us.
How you doing, Mr. Blankshear? Just wanted to real briefly just talk about what we, when we ran into each other, about the Repent brand. So Repent 180 brand. Basically, Repent 180 brand was a brand that God placed in my heart that in this time, in these last days, that he was giving an opportunity for people to come back to him. And the best way you can ever start is by repentance. Repentance is so necessary in this time right now, because people have, as the word says, they have, their hearts have waxed cold. And so a lot of times when the Bible talks about that, like people have fallen away or have walked away from God because maybe some things have not happened for them in their life. Maybe some things that they prayed for or they asked for maybe not have come to pass yet.
Yes, sir.
God is never slack in anything that he does.
Come on.
Everything that he does, he's done it already. It's been done.
Yes, sir.
Up to you to believe that he's already done it. There are steps and processes to everything that has to, happens for you. And especially in the Bible, that's why you have to read your word. That's why it's so important for you to get in your word and to study. It says to study to show yourself approved.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people, reason why they don't get what they are asking for, first, they're not in the will of God, first of all.
Right.
They have not given their life over to God. What they're doing is they're trying to abide in the place of where most people do in the world and say, I know God, but they don't truly know God. So that's where this all came about, because one day I was literally talking to God, and I was showering, actually, which is, you know, how God will talk to you in any place. And he said, tell them to repent.
Yes, sir.
And I looked around. I'm like, I'm thinking he's talking to me.
Right.
And I said, well, I surely need to repent, you know, so I immediately repented. But he said, no, 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 you'll repent, of course, but I need you to tell my people to repent.
Yes, sir.
Is a heavy situation, because when God tells you to go tell his people to repent, that means he's placing an assignment on your life to go forward and do it.
Right.
And that means you're either going to say yes or no.
Yes.
And it's, I would say that if you say no, that's a big problem.
Right.
But so you have to say yes, whether or not you know it's going to be tough, rough, painful, or anything. It's the same thing that happened with Jesus when he was going to the cross.
He tried
in the last bit to ask, could you please spare me from this thing?
Yes.
But the Lord did not, but God did not answer him.
Right.
And he automatically knew. He said, but nevertheless, thy will be done.
My God.
He had to do it. So I have to do this, which is take this word in the format of clothing, because right now, I'm sorry if I'm I'm rambling, but right now, clothing is where people are, you can capture people's attention.
Right.
Media, anything that has to do with media is where you capture their attention.
Good.
There is a vying, there's a war going on with for that space, because it is media. It's the medium. It's between the devil and it's between God, plain and simple, Satan and God.
Yeah.
And Satan has the airwaves right now. He's the prince of the air. But we have, as children of God, have an opportunity to overtake all those things.
Yes.
Because that's what it says in the Word. I go strictly upon what the Word says.
Okay.
So that's where Repent 180 came from. My mission and my goal is to give a shirt and to save one soul at a time.
My God.
That's the mission of this company.
Yes, sir.
Is to get the Word, and to give the Word, the first word is to repent. It's a simple word, repent.
Yes.
And to go and actually look up the meaning of the word of repentance.
All right.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. All right, Mr. Love. Miss Love, can we get something from you, dear?
Well, I bless the Lord for just an opportunity. And just as well, just to, you know, add on to what my husband said, the word repentance and how strong the word repentance is, and I believe that in this day and in this time, that God is raising up a remnant of people that's going to serve him with their whole heart. You know, he's not looking for a person who feels like that God can be their part-time lover. He wants a person that will give him their whole heart and a person that will say yes to whatever his will is and allow God to use them for his glory. You know, unfortunately, in this day and time, we have so many people playing church and playing with God, you know, and that's why the church has lost its power.
Yes.
But God is calling us back to repentance. He's calling us back to holiness. He's calling us back to sanctification.
Yes.
He's calling us back on our knees. He's calling us back to the shut-ins and the fasting.
Yes,
he's calling us back to that so he can get the glory out of our lives. God is tired of us being in a time where, you know, people feel like they can do any and everything that they want to do, but you cannot.
That's
you cannot do any and everything that you want to do. You must do it God's way.
Yes.
It's either holiness or hell.
Lord have mercy. Thank you so much, Miss Love and Mr. Love, and we thank you, so much, man.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless you and your family.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes, and you and listen, you can also, if you'd like to, you can also follow Miss Love at KavinaLoveMusic.com. I mean, she is a gospel artist. We didn't mention that, but you know, but she is a gospel. She's a national gospel artist, and she is coming out with new music. A lot of people know who she is, but we just want to just reiterate, she's coming out with new music coming in the new year, 2021. She will be releasing a new album, and she'll be releasing a single around November-ish, December-ish.
Okay.
That will truly bless you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. And
thank you
y'all,
so much,
man. And we'll be listening out for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And God bless y'all
God
and
bless
you and your family. And
God
we love
you.
Y'all so much.
Yes, we
keep
love
doing
you
what you're doing, brother.
Thank you very much.
And
God
sister,
bless
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.